This is the Wild Crime Report for Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. The Wild Crime Report is your short, snappy summary on what's happening around the world in the realm of environmental crime. If you're tuning into this via Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts, check out the Wild Crime Report on Substack, where you can sign up and get newsletters with a more detailed report, as well as some additional content that is in the pipeline. Now let's get into some information. Back in February, in a previous Wild Crime Report, you may recall the case of the Marco Polo Agali sheep that was cloned in Montana using illegally imported genetic material and then commercially bred. Well, in court last week, Arthur Shoebarth, an 80-year-old livestock worker from Montana, officially pled guilty to offences under the US Lacey Act. The Marco Polo Agali sheep is found in Central Asia, and tissue from the species was smuggled into the USA back in 2013. Shoebarth then went through the process of cloning the sheep and then profiting from his creation, who he named Montana Mountain King. Shoebarth then used Montana Mountain King, or what some press have dubbed, quote, Franken sheep, to commercially sell his semen to various buyers. The court documents pertaining to this guilty plea have not nominated others who worked with Shoebarth. Having now pled guilty, he has to wait till July of this year for sentencing. Now, over in California, on the weekend before last, US Customs and Border Protection at the Tecate border point detected some exotic birds smuggled within an old vehicle coming into the US from Mexico. 21 parrots and one keel-billed toucan were concealed in boxes and cages within a vehicle being driven by an unknown 35-year-old woman, who had everything other than the correct paperwork, of course. The toucan can be found across Latin America, from Mexico to Colombia and Ecuador, so it's not clear just how far these birds have been trafficked. But Mexico has always been a massive source and transit country for all sorts of illegal wildlife being smuggled to the US market, so it's hardly a surprise. We're going to stay in the Golden State because last week the US attorney in the Central District of California filed an indictment against a Chinese national for trafficking turtles from the US to Hong Kong. 53-year-old Sei Kiang Tin was arrested back in February at JFK Airport in New York City for trafficking eastern box turtles back in 2023 to Hong Kong. These turtles, which are native to regions within the US, are protected under CITES as being Appendix 2 species. Wildlife investigators had intercepted four separate parcels allegedly sent by Tin, in packages falsely labelled as almonds and chocolate cookies. The turtles were all bound in socks, and sadly one turtle was found deceased by agents. The court documents identified that Tin was associated with another convicted turtle trafficker called Kang Hung Tao, who operated an elaborate smuggling ring from the USA to Hong Kong back in 2017 and 2018, before he was then convicted for a money laundering offence and sentenced to just over 3 years in a federal prison. There is little additional information to suggest that Tin was recently operating for or with Hung Tao since he was locked up in 2021. But it's not uncommon when one criminal gets locked up for others to step up and fill the void, as long as the market is there. And for reptiles in Hong Kong, the market is still well and truly there, unfortunately. Staying in the Americas and in Panama last week, three Taiwanese nationals were detained after authorities at Tucumán International Airport seized 240 macaw eggs. The three men had been flying from Nicaragua to Panama and were on their way to their homeland of Taiwan. Macaws are heavily protected as CITES Appendix 1 and 2 species, and such a sizable number of eggs just shows the audaciousness of traffickers to get these rare Amazonian birds over to the Asian market, where they can be sold off for huge profits. The method of smuggling birds' eggs is incredibly risky for the species, but often a lot easier for traffickers who don't have to deal with smuggling cargo that could make noises or emit smells that would otherwise arouse detection. Given the number of eggs found, it would be a fair question to ask from them where they were sourced, presumably someone or some company with the ability to breed macaws in considerable volume. Can't imagine three Taiwanese gentlemen wandering through the Nicaraguan wilderness on a little Easter egg hunt. Seizures of exotic animals seem to be booming this last week or so. Just in the last week, a press release from Dutch media reported on a raid that was conducted on the home residence of a Dutch national who had two black panther cubs, two caracals, three flamingos, and two white back vultures. No reports of international trafficking per se. The animals were confiscated as the man could just not prove he had received the animals lawfully, but it illustrates how exotic pet ownership and the trafficking that underpins it is not just limited to Asia, Mexico, and the usual suspects. Europe has an insatiable appetite for exotic wildlife and marine life, and consequently, airports like Amsterdam are massive hubs for trafficking of species going in, out, and through Europe all around the world. Now over to Hong Kong, and authorities from the Agriculture, Fisheries and Conservation Department seized 53 kilograms of eels that were within a consignment from Mauritania, West Africa, that was shipped in air cargo via Turkey. Authorities were able to determine that within the larger 353-kilogram consignment were European eels, which are protected as CITES Appendix 2 species and thus captured under wildlife protection legislation. This follows on from our mention on last week's Wild Crime Report episode, where two Dominican nationals were arrested for smuggling American eels between the US and Puerto Rico. Now, the eel trade is one of those interesting crime types within wildlife and marine crime because it consists of both a legal and illegal trade and means investigators have to work incredibly hard at distinguishing between the two, separating the criminal actors from the legitimate fishermen and aqua business operators. Possibly a subject for a later focus. No further details were provided by Hong Kong authorities about any individuals or companies linked to this latest seizure. And lastly, in Zimbabwe, a Zimbabwean national was sentenced to 9 years imprisonment for possession of ivory and pangolin scales. 29-year-old Tinatenda Murungayi was caught by police last November of 2023 with what the Zimbabwean Chronicle has reported as two elephant tusks and five pangolin scales. This is the same as the information as reported on the Zimbabwe Republic Police Force X account. Not precise information, obviously, and possibly the court documents have not yet been digitized and further disseminated. However, 9 years imprisonment for two tusks and pangolin scales? Fair dinkum. Talk about the lack of consistency in wildlife enforcement and penalties around the world when someone with such a small amount of wildlife products gets far more than many high-level traffickers charged in other jurisdictions. There is obviously not enough information to go on in this particular case, and perhaps the seizure amounts have been misreported or it's incomplete, but there's always room, in my opinion, to look at proportionate sentencing for wildlife crime offences and whether punishments are over the top or too lenient. Again, possibly a subject for a deeper dive. And that is the Wild Crime Report for this week. I'm Matt Darrant. Until next time, stay wild and keep the animals there too.